This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 649. Today, Allie asks,
"Stop me if you've heard this one before. In 2017, I experienced a mental health crisis. Long story short, it turned out that some of my best and most productive periods of writing, think half a novel in a week, were happening while I was manic. I'm now stable on medication, but haven't written at all for months. I can't go back to where I was, so do you have any advice on how to get somewhere new?"
Oh, this is tough. Bipolar and creativity is so tough. It's so tough that Stephen Fry, by the way, you should watch the BBC series he did called The Secret Life of the Manic Depressive. Stephen Fry is at the extreme end of bipolar, and he does not take his meds despite the fact that it means that he's at constant risk of suicide and financial insolvency because it interferes with his creativity. And he's gone on him and off him over the years, and he's decided that he would rather suffer than lose his drive. That's a tough call to make. Bipolar is one of the most difficult conditions to deal with because you get this huge, as you know, this huge wave of mania. You're doing half a novel in a week. You're on top of the world. Nothing has any consequences. You can be impulsive and you can ride the wave and everything feels wonderful. And then you feel it start to slip away bit by bit and you get more and more irritable, more and more depressed. And then it goes down and the whole world turns black and you don't think you're ever going to crawl out. It will destroy a life. But it'll give you some great books. The most difficult part of where you're at now, having stabilized, is that you used to be given a creative zone as a byproduct of your brain malfunctioning. Now you don't get that. Now you have to find the zone, the flow state, just like the rest of us do. And one basic thing about human psychology is that it is very hard to lose something. It doesn't matter how, for example, wealthy you are, how rich or poor you are. You will always find getting a little richer to be kind of nice, and getting a little poorer, the same amount poorer, to be a grievous wound that cannot be tolerated, and it's compromising to your quality of life, and you're willing to go to extreme lengths to prevent it from happening, or at least to prevent it from being perceptible. Because part of our survival instinct is the moving baseline. We react, and you can see this in dogs, we react far more severely to something being taken away than to something being given. Having something doesn't even register as significant for us as creatures, because what matters to our continued survival is the ability to get the next meal. So we don't care about the one we've already got, unless it gets taken away, and then we perceive it as a bigger loss than it actually is. So as you try to find your new groove, that resentment, not the bipolar, not the steadiness, that resentment is going to be the hardest thing. Somehow, whether explicitly or sort of inch by inch, you have to reset that baseline mentally. And by that, I mean resetting your expectation of the baseline, letting go of the resentment that it has moved down and will be there forever, or feels like it will. And start with it as a new baseline that you're trying to up. The Buddhist technique of mindfulness is hugely useful here. I picked it up from Star Wars before I even learned where it came from, and then I read up on where it came from. It was even cooler. The Buddhist technique of mindfulness is basically mental discipline where you concentrate on being absorbed completely in a moment, being hyper-conscious of the moment you're in to the exclusion of all other things, or whatever the thing you're concentrating on is. Doing mindfulness exercise so that when you go to the page, you can submerge into that activity so that you are disconnected from your expectations about it, is the key to achieving a flow state. Now, your flow state, because you don't have the hyperdrive that used to be running between your ears, may never be as amazing as it used to be. And that will hurt. It will hurt like an injury. It will hurt like someone's picking at an old wound. But you may well be able to build it up so it's very impressive and sustainable, instead of being amazingly impressive but highly mercurial. The method that I advocate of writing every day and making it a normal part of life will also help. But in your case, it's not going to be enough. You will need to couple it with mindfulness or something else like it that allows you to make a mental space for your writing that is a thing of itself, where it doesn't get to touch the rest of your expectations about life. Making it normal will help with that, but you're going to have to, one way or another, overcome that emotional barrier that you've got now, that frustration that you feel. And you'll know that you've overcome it once the frustration starts to melt away. Frustration is your emotional reaction to the difference between what you expect and what you actually achieve. And what, when you feel frustration, what that shows you about yourself, about parts of yourself you can't consciously perceive, is that there is an expectation operating very deep down that you are maybe trying to shut out mentally, or that you're not consciously aware of. And you will have an easier time progressing the more you accept deep down into your bones what the new limitation is. And actually, that brings me to something else that can help. Read books that are designed to help people deal with amputation, because you're experiencing something that amputees experience, which is that a previously normal part of life has been cut off, and it impairs your ability to interact with the world. The biggest difficulty that amputees have is emotionally. When some people adapt fairly easily, and other people find it seriously traumatic. The people that find it seriously traumatic are the people who can't get over, my arm should be here. That deep internal primal sense of should completely fucks with their lives. And you're dealing with the primal sense of should. So literature written specifically to help amputees overcome the trauma of amputation might be really, really helpful to you. Unfortunately, I have not had anyone close to me who has had an amputation, at least not since I've been an adult, and I haven't written a character who's an amputee yet, so I don't have any resources at the tip of my tongue. But anyone who does have resources, if you could write in and let us know, we will add them to the show notes as they come in, or do a follow-up episode on them or something. Meantime, you're obviously under a psychiatrist's care because you've been stabilized. Ask your psychiatrist maybe if they have recommendations for resources that help, for books and tapes or lectures that help amputees learn to deal with the resetting of expectations.
And I can also recommend a couple of books on the bipolar experience, which your psychiatrist may or may not have already recommended to you. And I can't remember the titles right now, so it'll show up in the show notes. May help you with additional coping mechanisms.
So, boy, I really feel for you. That's a terrible position to be in. But hopefully you will be able to find your way back to a new baseline and begin to grow again from there. Congratulations on being stabilized and having the chaos out of your life. Here's to building the joy and the frisson back in. Good luck, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.